When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a hefty weekly dose of K-pop. You will definitely get a hefty one today. And of course, a little bit of Genshin Impact and probably no anime, because I do not think we have any room for that.
Nope, but we're watching it every
week. We're definitely watching it. Okay, this will be our anime segment. Literally, this is like really good anime this season.
Yeah.
So it's been really good. We watch it weekly. I know a lot of people, a bit of our friends actually, you know, wait till everything is completed, then they binge watch the season.
Yeah.
But Haley and I watch weekly. And so with that said, thank you for joining us. And you can check us out and follow us on all platforms, including
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. Oh, and Twitter.
I guess we do have a Twitter that we've been.
Do you use Twitter?
Yeah, we only use it for like the Blackpink updates, but mostly TikTok and Instagram. And of course, wherever you're tuning in, listening to us now, because like I said, we are available on all platforms. There's been a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world and in the world of K-pop, but literally there was like a real crazy event that happened on Halloween in Korea.
Yeah.
You know, I'm obviously referring to the Itaewon kind of like Halloween tragedy kind of. Incident that happened, and
it's super sad.
It's super really crazy to like what happened, that whole thing, and seeing the photos and the videos of what happened, you know, when it happened, and also like before it happened,
right?
It's like that, it was like everyone is like packed in like
sardines,
yeah, like
almost
sardines
in like this small ass alleyway. So like I guess like the reports say that there in that area there was like 100,000 people in like that small
was
like street.
Oh my god.
Not in that one street, but like in that whole like party area.
Oh my. And there's like
that's
it doesn't
way
even look
too
like
many people.
The streets look so tiny for that kind of like amount
like
of people.
The alleyways and stuff were like jam packed. Just think of sardines. Like the people could not move.
So like even with that, like over like almost or around 150 people had passed away. There was like, you know, obviously critical conditions. So a lot of condolences and prayers to the families and people involved, or if any of our listeners here are affected by it, because that is something you would not expect to see or hear
it
about.
It was sad
these days.
Because like we woke up to the news, and then Joko was like,
"I blew up on Twitter."
Yeah, he's like, "Oh my god, did you see what happened at Itaewon?" I was like, "No," and there's like people being like
under
like
CPR and stuff.
It was like really bad. Like, so, just seeing those videos and stuff, I was like, oh my god, this is too much.
We were talking about it, and it's like, Haley and I, like, already, well, Haley especially, doesn't like crowds. So, if we even saw, like, a glimpse of that, if we got off, like, the stations over there, we'd be like, nope, just, we'd turn around and go back, because, I mean, I don't know how people could even enjoy
find
themselves. Yeah.
Because, like, I guess, like, in Korea, and it's like similar to Japan. Japan has like this same kind of Halloween event in Shibuya every year.
Yeah, no, I've seen even like, you know, because I've seen all the funny like cosplays in Japan with like the hundreds of, there's no faces, hundreds of Anyas walking around.
So like obviously nothing like that has happened before. But then for some reason this year, I feel like with the influx of K-pop and like Korean culture, and then like this being the first time in 3 years that Korea has opened up to like really have like a Halloween party, I guess
it
everyone
like the,
went there.
It was like the perfect reason. It was the perfect storm for like something really bad that happened, and it's really sad, and it's super unfortunate, and I feel like
we still don't know the cause of it either.
Yeah, there's like rumors.
There are rumors. Like I saw this one. I don't know if you saw that. People said that someone was like saying push, like as a joke.
Oh my god!
And everybody kept fucking
pushing. Because it's like the horde mentality kind of thing.
Then everyone like freaked out. This is just rumors, but then people like standby, like, victims that, like, survived, I guess they, like, experienced that. So I don't know what's true. And then others were saying, like, there was a celebrity in the bar and everyone was trying.
Which is horrible if that's even more, if that's true, because
they're still under investigation, basically.
So, I mean, for the most part, I just wanted to bring it up because K-pop-wise, you know, since this is what we're usually talking about on the news, deals in Korea, first of all. So, you know, all the K-pop we talk and listen to, this is kind of, obviously, it has affected heavily many, like, the K-pop industry.
Right.
Overall. Of course. Because a lot of groups and a lot of
promotions
and everything were kind of halted, you know, kind of to give grieving, like, time and, you know, that kind of space, because, you know, you don't want to take over something like, you know, that this big.
I was going to say, there was, like, one group. Was it Twice? There was somebody, like, one of the groups that we follow. I think it was NMIX. They had put up, like, a Halloween video, and they took it down.
Took it down, yeah. I mean, see,
like, and a lot of groups did this, too, just to, like, show respect.
And we'll kind of get more on that, because I think some of the news and stuff later on that we talked about have it.
Yeah.
And also because someone from Produce 101, I think the male Produce 101, like the new season, had actually was one of the victims and passed away. So it's definitely affecting many people. And, you know, hopefully we can all get through this together. And, you know, like I said, prayers and condolences to anyone and everyone involved.
Yeah.
Now let's kind of move on to, you know, moving away from that, like, kind of darkness in the light. I've seen the light in terms of a new light stick is finally here in terms of new jeans.
They got it pretty quickly, to be honest.
You know how long they've been debuted for, like, from now?
100 days.
Yeah, just nearly about 100 days. I'm not just like a little over, but they got a light stick. Man, that took, like, Espa, like, over, like, a year
That's
or two.
What I'm
Even
saying.
Stacey.
Like, some of them took so long for them to get light sticks.
I mean, this just shows the popularity and how, like, big they've made it. So they have their light stick. It looks like
Hive.
It looks like a little, like, white bunny. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have even reminisced your OG BAP.
Yep. That's what I, stick. Like, when he told me, is like, because he said, guess what their light stick is? And I was like, it's a bunny, isn't it? I hadn't even seen it, but then I had a feeling. And then the fandom is bunnies, like,
so that
of course.
Makes even more sense. So the fandom is bunnies. With that said, yeah, they've been killing it. And they've been having a heavy influence everywhere on, like, all K-pop and, like, the whole K-pop, I guess, world, universe. We're probably going to talk about it later when we get to BTS and everything. But,
right. Yeah,
like, there's, like, a lot of people dancing to New Jeans, like, especially Hype Boy. A lot of Hype Boys in the world. You know, in terms of the popularity, I mean, like you said, they're under Hype.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even the brand ambassadors for Louis Vuitton ended up being BTS, right? Mm-hmm. They're, like, one of the few recent ones for Louis Vuitton. And in some of the performance videos for New Jeans, you'll see that they actually wear Louis Vuitton also. But it's crazy enough that, you know, they, like I said, they're fresh still. And one of the members, Hani, the Aussie Vietnamese one, she actually even got her own, like, brand ambassador sponsorship already from Gucci. Like, Gucci. Like, just her, apparently, but that's still wild, don't you think?
Yeah. But I was going to say something, because, like, Le Sserafim, they don't have a light stick yet either, do they?
Nope.
Weren't they before?
Yep.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I guess that's just how, like, you know, I didn't even think of it from that perspective. Like, I wonder how they feel. Knowing that they're, like...
Oh, I guess maybe, like, things were, like, put on hold, too, because of their whole scandal. I don't know.
Oh, that's true, too, with the whole Garam.
Because I was just trying to think. I was like, wait, didn't Le Sserafim... And then because they're under Hype, too.
Yeah, that's kind of sad thinking about it that way, too. Because, I mean, they've obviously been out longer than New Jeans. But at the same time, like I said, it just shows the influence that New Jeans has had. Because they almost like Ive, because Ive has been killing it as well. It's just...
Do they have a light stick? No, right?
No, I don't believe so. And like you said, Hype is a big, big company. They're, like, part of the now big four. And then Le Sserafim doesn't even have one. So, I mean...
At least they have a
hopefully
fandom
soon,
name, I guess.
The Fear Not.
Yeah.
I've been actually watching and listening to more of their stuff. And I like the album a lot more now.
I told you it would take a few listens.
Good parts. Mm-hmm. Like, the... And I found out that Eugene, my bias, She actually helps produce stuff. So she's kind of playing like the Dahyun or like Dubu Suga type role. So that's pretty cool too. And also, like, since we're talking about New Jeans, there's also a new group that kind of came out called Triple S.
Oh, God.
Yes, there's another new group. The only reason why we even bring it up, because, you know, there's, like, lots and lots of groups always coming out. Yeah. We don't cover every single group, obviously, if you listen to this podcast. But this one is interesting because there was kind of, like, a little small controversy about them because the concept in the image and the sound, a little bit, like, the more I listened to them, I was like, it's not exactly the same, but, like, it's very similar to New Jeans.
What company are they with?
It's a smaller one, too. I can't, off the top of my head, like, think
but
of
then
it,
I
but
just
it's a
saw that
one.
There's 24 members?
Yes. There is 24 members.
This is like NCT
This
or
is,
what?
I think, the group we talked about, remember?
Oh,
I just clicked right now.
The one that
we talked about it. They're like, oh, there's apparently a new group coming out soon.
Yeah.
With like more members than NCT.
Yeah.
This is the group.
So this is a
Holy
girl
shit.
Version, probably.
It literally just clicked right now.
They probably
it's
have
wild.
Like freaking however many subunits.
So they're called Triple S, and they debuted one of the subunits, which had four members. And the subunit is, and they're also like their debut. Like, I don't know if this is the actual name of the subunit or like also just the name of the album or both. But the mini album is called Acid Angel from Asia. It's very interesting, but like triple A. But the crazy thing is, I've been listening to it. I like it a lot. They're really, really good. Like, whoever's producing this too, damn, they got a good shot at, you know, doing well. Maybe they could pull like an NCT. But it's soup. I mean, that's, you know, that's a big thing to say.
NCT.
It's too much. But at the same time, like, I just really like the album. And then I guess like one of our friends, Zach, told us that they had like a pre-order with like their signed albums, and I was like, I'll just grab it because I really like the music.
I'm thinking probably because, like, you know, with NCT, each subgroup has a different sound,
right?
So this is their sound. I'm sure like the other subunits they release will have like different kind of genre or like sound,
like probably the more hardcore one, then
yeah,
you have the
like
more
rock,
mellow one, like and then
ballad,
you know, like Dream,
maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
But this one is really good. It does. I see why people said it's kind of like New Jeans, but at the same time, it doesn't completely sound like New Jeans.
I feel like whenever a new group comes out, people always compare it to something else. Even like compare in a bad way, but then just like, oh, they remind me of this.
Right.
I mean,
that's
I know I've done
too.
That before too.
That's true.
But
that's
it's
true.
Not a bad thing.
Not always.
Not
but
always.
This time, I feel like this one, like people were saying it a negative way. But at the same time, it's like the concept. Even though it's similar, it's like, come on, people. Like, concepts have been recycled forever. You can't say, like, this is, like, one group's concept because their concept always changes depending on their comeback.
Right.
And not to mention all the, I mean, look at Gen 1, Gen 2, and Gen 3 because we're talking about, these are all Gen 4 groups we've been talking about. I'm pretty damn sure that this concept has probably been done before.
Right.
Even, like, by Twice. I feel like Twice has done any and every kind of concept almost, right? So with that said, it's a really good album and I think you should check it out. I think it's like six tracks.
Well, that's pretty good though.
Six or five tracks, but then like the first track and the last track
like
are like
intro outro.
Yeah, it's like similar to how, you know, like Le Sserafim had that had that kind of thing. But it's really good. Like, I like it a lot. I'm looking forward to Chani's room. Bang Chan's Chani's room on YouTube if he does it.
That's the thing though, with that we don't know if he can play other group's songs because of YouTube, like the freaking, what do you call it, the laws or what, pirating.
Oh,
I
yeah,
don't know
that's
what it is
true.
Called
the copyright
right, yeah. So that's the problem.
That's actually a good point.
Because
we will find out
I think
soon.
He had talked about that, and then because like even Hyunjin went on his V Live and said like, because you know how he does like those dance practices and he dances to different groups.
Yes.
He even
of
said,
of course, because he's a hype boy
but
too.
But then the thing is, like, he even said, he's like, I don't know if I can do this anymore because of YouTube. Like, they don't allow it. They'd have to only dance to JYP.
Oh, man.
So I hope they can, like, figure something out because that sucks.
It does suck. Hopefully, like you said, like, it will get figured out and we'll have regular Chani's rooms.
Yeah, because it's like Chani, like, reacts to every single, like, different group.
And we appreciate it because it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
he's a hype boy himself. When he listened to Hype Boy, he was, like, humming it throughout his whole, like, V Live. And with that said, I think, yeah, that's pretty much it for New Jeans and Triple S. We could kind of go into, it was Halloween. We didn't have any, you know, especially because with the tragedy that happened.
Yeah, no one did anything.
There wasn't like a, you know, like I remember like a couple years ago, there was that SM.
They canceled it.
They canceled the one for this year. And there's just been like a lot of things going on. But there's been K-pop, not only in Asia or here in the U.S., there was K-pop in the Philippines. Did you hear about that big K-pop Halloween party?
No.
It was crazy. It's like Halloween PH 2022. I don't know if you saw the lineup, but the lineup is insane.
Oh, Epic High, I see, went to the Philippines.
So 21, like CL was there.
Oh, wait.
Pentagon.
Dara's not even there? I'm surprised.
Maybe she, I don't even know. I didn't look up details, but just the lineup itself, like, I was like, this is interesting. I suppose she's...
Oh,
like,
no, Dara couldn't have been there.
We
was somewhere else.
Oh, I see. Well, we're like, you know, you and I are Filipino, and but we don't really keep track and keep tabs with, like, anything Filipino, to be honest. So this will be the closest thing we have. And then, yeah, so CL was there, Pentagon, Card, which is crazy. Remember we talked about Card a long time ago. Epic High, I don't know, Gaho X Dave.
Cave?
I was sorry. Yeah, Dave.
DJ Soda,
which I like their Momoland collab, and some like
P-pop
boy group called Baguio.
I bet your cousins know who that is. It's probably one of the groups that they showed us and like cringe so hard.
Oh god, and yeah, that was very unfortunate to find out about P-pop. Don't look it up. Yeah, that's just an awesome lineup, especially now seeing Epic High and, you know, during camp. I really appreciate them more. Plus their music is really damn good.
Yep.
They age really well. They're like fine wine.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
true.
Their music is really, really good.
They're in their 40s, and they look so good still. Damn.
Those dads, yeah.
Zaddies.
Those are real zaddies.
They're real zaddies.
But, yeah, so that's a really cool lineup, and I'm glad Philippines got that. Philippines are actually getting fed a lot, because I know a lot of the groups are starting to tour in, like, Southeast Asia and, like, that area right now.
Yeah.
So, like, even this, like, coming up soon, like, Stacey's in the Philippines, and there's gonna be some crazy like fan meets and everything. ITZY will be performing.
It's not fair because they're part of Asia and they get really good fan meets.
Yes, because they're closer and all that. Oh, it's not fair at all. It's definitely not fair. If you're from like North, like the Americas, like us, like North America and everything, I feel like we don't get any of those crazy fan meets. Closest one was like ATEEZ, whoever was lucky enough to go to that Hello 82 one.
Yeah, but the NMIX one.
Or the NMIX one. Yeah, that's true too. But they're very rare here, so. Please appreciate and take advantage of it if you're lucky enough to be around, you know, if you live in Asia and you're listening to us. And also, if you are, thank you for for spending your time with us. With that said, we can move on now. There is a...
Oh, I saw that rumor.
Which one?
Are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, there was a photo, so you know from ATEEZ.
They haven't, like, even... Yeah, go ahead first.
No, go for you. You can
no,
say
I was going to say they didn't deny it.
No. Which means it's probably true.
It's possible, yeah.
It's probably true. But then, like, you know, at the same time, like, they just don't want to say anything else or, like, you know, have it explode.
Yeah, so
know,
there was rumors of, you know, dating a non-celebrity.
Which is cool. I like that. I actually like when you see stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's...
But then it also, like, feeds into the fans, like, delusion.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, my God, I have a chance.
Let's, yeah, that's... Shit, that's right. Let's not get that far. But at the same time, yeah, that's really cool that it happened. So I guess it does happen, but don't go overboard and don't like do not stalk your idols, people.
Yeah.
Keep your personal space in between them. So that was an interesting news to see. And also random news to Jihyo, you know, leader from Twice, our Fruitless leader. Her sister. Younger sister is debut because I think she has two younger sisters and like this is the middle one, like the second oldest, because three girls, and she debuted as like a commercial ad model kind of thing, and it's crazy and it's funny because when it released,
I saw her pictures. Doesn't look like Jihyo.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, she looks more like Nayeon.
She does.
So people didn't realize to like, you know, they people always somehow dig deep and found out that. It is Jihyo's younger sister.
She looks like Nayeon,
but she looks way more like Nayeon. She looks like she could be part of New Jeans, like kind of thing. So that was pretty interesting to see too. But so I guess in the world of like K-pop, you know, like even like if they have siblings and everything, there's also they're gonna always get their type of like a little like 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, like Bang Chan's when they sister. Find out.
Exactly.
Hannah.
Hannah. Like, Hannah, especially
with Barry.
Infamous with Barry on Chani's, when he was back home
even
on the Chani's
room. Even Felix's mom. Because her Instagram.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
People just follow her just to, like, you know, keep up with, like,
Felix mom has got it going on. So it's just interesting how, like, in the world of, like, K-pop, like, it really does spread out to the families and kind of thing. As long as everyone is respectful, keeps their distance, and doesn't do anything crazy, I think that's fine, you know. It's like, obviously, like, the... Like, all this publicity is good for Jihyo's sister.
Right.
You know, like, to get more jobs and stuff like that.
Plus, she's cute, so.
Yeah, so that'll help. Next, we can move on to... Okay, the next two K-pop things we're going to talk about deals with alcohol.
Oh.
And it's not in a bad way. It's because one of them is Top, or T.O.P., the man himself, the legend from Big Bang. He actually had it was his own wine label. I think we talked about it before.
I think so.
It's called, but I didn't know the name. T-Spot.
Oh, not like the G-Spot, but T-Spot?
So T-Spot, yes, oh, I guess.
I think that's what he was going for.
Freaking
it's Top. So.
Yeah. And this is the same guy. Yes, he has pet robots from Japan. And so he postponed his because of the whole thing, but I think also just in general to December.
Right.
So I mean, it looked really... I don't know if... I saw images of it. I don't know if that was his actual, like, design in the wine. It was, like, pretty like, plain, simple.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I would think he would do something more interesting or over the top, especially because he's, like, more artsy and has all this art friends. But at the same time, maybe at the same... You know.
More
maybe
simple.
It goes both ways. Also, remember we talked... Lisa had a partnership with a whiskey brand, a whiskey company, Chivas.
Chivas
actually partnered with her again, and they have this really cool collab limited edition Lisa Chivas 18 bottle. It even has like a small emblem, like her signature is like on the label itself.
Yeah,
it looks really cool. And then it has like a little charm on it that's connected to it, and it's like 18 karat gold.
Damn.
I don't know. Apparently, it's already out. Like, it came out November 1st in Asia. But there's like pre-orders and everything. I tried going to the website. I'm really confused as fuck. Maybe I shouldn't be using my mobile app because I don't think it's not the most like mobile friendly
type of thing. Oh, you should use it on your computer.
I think so because like you could scroll and see. It looks cool, but it's like there's no... I could not find anything in terms of like, the pre-order or if it's sold out or where to go. But it's really cool and I really like the color and I'm hoping to grab one. I want to grab a bottle for myself too.
To not drink, but to just
not drink.
Display probably.
Exactly. Haley and I do not drink... at all unless we are with friends and that's very casual but that's just how it goes.
Milk tea
and Coke. Preference is Coke for Haley and then I just drink water usually. I mean even with that, like since we're on Blackpink, I don't have full-on post-concert depression.
You can't.
Because I think I know we're going to see them
soon. Yeah, and we have barricade seats.
We have barricade seats like a couple more times here in LA. And our, like, experiences with them in Dallas was amazing. It's hard to compare and get something like that. So it was totally worth, like, thousands of dollars that I obviously had to use for that trip.
But
totally worth it. And it was fun just to explore Dallas itself. And that was Haley's first time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's we. I hope you share the same sentiment. The best beef rib I've ever had in my life.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best beef rib, like barbecue
from
beef rib
Terry
ever.
Blacks.
Right? And Terry Blacks. And also, we had really good brisket, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to find the exact same type of brisket here, right? Like,
It's
like, there's a few places that are good here in LA, but still, damn, it's hard to compare. I mean, Dallas, Texas in general is really spoiled with their barbecue. Like, it's too damn good. Now this is a food podcast and,
getting hungry.
Yes. Next. Okay. Oh, it looks like it's Haley's boys time. So this is the part where I say, give us a follow, like, subscribe, check us out, you know, Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursdays, we'll always have a lot of K-pop talk. you probably realize which groups we usually talk about. And of course, on social media, we have a ton of videos
of Blackpink.
Of Blackpink. And where can you find us?
On TikTok and Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And we've been getting a lot of DMs in our Instagram, because I've always mentioned to like messages there, because usually we'll see it there.
I think it's after you added the, remember I told you, I was like, add our Instagram to our TikTok. You did it, right?
I did do that too.
Yeah, I think because people find the video and then they click. Because I feel like messaging through TikTok is kind of not as good as Instagram.
Yeah, and yeah. It's like harder to like separate it, mm-hmm. and, you know, be more organized. So a lot of people have been using it and yeah. Been asking us a lot of questions about, you know, the whole Ultimate VIP tickets, yeah. or even a couple of, you know, people just being nice enough to just say hi and say what's up, and that they're enjoying
the videos.
Mm-hmm. the podcast. So thanks for all your support. I'm trying to remember some of the names. I'm like not in front of me, but one of them was like fellow Filipino Uncle Ray.
I think so.
So yeah. So shout out to everyone that's been messaging us, and like I went in full detail for like what like a couple of these people that ask questions. Mm-hmm. Like because I want them, because if I was in their position and I wanted to know specific things and like what happened,
especially because. Because we didn't know anything. Didn't send out anything.
They had no email. So it's like, it's really like anxiety inducing.
Yeah, because you don't know what to expect. It's like, where do I line up? What time should I be there? There was nothing sent until the day of the concert.
And even that, we didn't really get it. No. Haley still didn't get it. We just got it through Twitter. Yeah. So Twitter's been really helpful because there's like a lot of accounts that are on top of that right now too. If you just like search up mm-hmm. like Ultimate Blackpink, and you'll see all the different things that could pop up. So yeah, it's actually sadly you know, not as reliable. We can't rely on Ticketmaster already, let alone whatever third party is in charge of this, because we didn't get the email. So Ticketmaster and, you know, social media and, you know, with other blinks
is your best. The actual venue at least like responded to our messages
too. That's true, but they didn't have the actual correct info either. So just everyone, you know, we're a community. Let's you know, just take care of each other. So that's why irritated is a very negative word. I wasn't annoyed, or I wasn't, you know, I didn't think anything badly or negative of like all these questions
we got. That's why he wanted to answer your guys' question, because we know how like
we were on that
annoying
side.
It is when people don't like get back to you when you're and trying it sucks to ask
like
for
when
help.
You're trying to yeah. So hopefully that helped out a lot of people, and like I said, it's hard if you just leave comments and everything. And because you're going to be
drowned.
You get drowned with all the antis and all the trolls.
Yeah.
So it's best to just send us a message. Direct DM through Instagram always is the best way, preferred method. And with that said, let's get into the boys time. It's boys section.
Boys.
Not the boys.
No.
We're talking about Haley's boys.
Okay,
I guess our boys. Yeah.
No,
they're my,
that's yours.
They're
Come
my boys
on.
Too. Yeah. Bang Chan's my boy.
Jin
is. Oh, we got a lot of talk about Jin. So Stray Jin. Kids and BTS next.
Yes. I mean,
let's start it out.
Stray Kids is kind of short. They haven't been really doing anything since they finished their promotions with Case 143 last week.
I felt
week.
Like that's been for. That was like a while.
It was
but
like
I,
a
it's
month.
Short. It was kind of short, but at the same time, it felt like I listened to Case 143 for a year now because of Haley playing it every waking second of the day.
It's because he's like, didn't you see this performance already? I was like, no, this is a different music show.
No, this
show.
Is a different SBS.
And
this is the different,
this is
like,
a different
Inky Gaio number two or some other. Oh, this is one fan.
They're
fan
wearing
Inky
a
Gaio
different uniform and stuff. Jesus. Okay, anyway. I miss them already, though, because like it's been kind of quiet on their end, too, like even regarding Bubble, because like I follow their Bubble on Twitter and there hasn't been really any updates. I'm guessing they're like more so quiet because of the Itaewon thing too.
That's true.
Like
I
they've kind
you
of like
that
yeah
too,
they've halted
right?
like their promotions.
So going back to that, like you said, I think November 5th is probably the next time they'll kind of like
because like
promote
a,
again.
Yeah, as a country, like Korea is mourning until November 5th.
It's totally understandable. Yeah. That's a huge incident still to just like brush off.
Yeah. So actually before this all happened in Itaewon, so like Stray Kids released their Stay membership and I finally got it.
So you finally have
it's their third membership. I wasn't able to get the second one because I wasn't a Stay yet. But the thing that sucks, well, I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing, Stay membership for Stray Kids is a closed. They only have like a time frame where you can buy it, and then after that, once it closes, you can't buy it at
Cause,
all.
Because BTS, you could buy it anytime. Right?
Yeah. Okay. And all the other groups too, like Blackpink, like you can buy their.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
I feel like TXT, 17, you can buy their membership.
It's just the JYP thing, because I don't even think Twice has one here in the US. Like, it's only like Japan,
really?
I think it's like Japan and Korea. We don't have our own.
I'm surprised. So, like, even for global?
Like, I don't think there's a full global one. Not especially compared to Japan. Japan has, like, cool stuff that they get.
Yeah, it's
and it's, like, a certain period,
Twice
too.
Has been around for so long, and they have so many international fans. But
it kind of shows, I think, how much faith they have and how much, like, in Stray Kids.
Yeah.
And how much, like, you know, they're realizing, like, oh, shit, we should... They're, like, the popularity in the West is huge, too. So, yeah. Let's take advantage of it.
So, like, their membership, if you guys want to get it, I would suggest getting it right now because it's open from 10/27 till November 13. After that, once it closes, you won't be able to get it again until, like, their next membership, which is, like, a year from
now.
So,
it's open right now.
Yeah.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
So, November 13 is basically the last day. So
yeah. So, prior to V Live closing down at the end of this year, they were through V Live. But you can't buy it there anymore. So you have to go to Yes24, the website, to get their membership.
Okay. You can probably Google it up and find out. As long as you put Yes24
and then Stay membership, it'll pop up. It's kind of confusing, but like just read through everything and the instructions and you'll be able to get it. So I definitely got that. I'm super excited. I don't know when their Stay kit will come in.
That's true. You get a kit and everything,
I do. Yeah, and then like a lot of my other Stay friends, I made sure that they got it.
Have you gotten kits for BTS?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you have. I was trying to remember because I have
it
like
the Swift.
It took like
6 months.
That's right.
It takes forever.
Took a while. Mine wasn't too bad for Stacy. I really like Stacy's like kit for Swifts, and then I finally had, you know, Blackpink. That was like a small one, but it was cool.
The only reason why the BTS one took so long is because I did global. No.
You did not
US.
You did US.
If I did global, it comes in. But then the shipping is fucking ridiculous.
It's like
I'd rather just wait.
For extra $50 to sometimes even $100, you could get it within like the month instead of waiting half a year.
Yeah, I was like, I'm good. I can wait. There's no rush for that as long as I get it, you know. So,
You also said that they have their concerts?
Oh, yeah. So, because I was like wondering, I was like, what are Stray Kids doing? They're probably like preparing for their next concert, which
it's like the next batch of their world
tour,
right?
For the Maniac. It's still the Maniac tour, but then they've extended it to East Asia and then like Australia for now. This is including the added on Atlanta and Texas dates.
Which is like all the way back, like in 2023 in March. Yeah.
So those are the only ones right now, but their next one is going to be November 12th and 13th in Indonesia, Jakarta.
So
they're probably
coming up
soon. Probably actually preparing for that, because I was like, what the hell are they doing? They haven't done anything. I was like, oh yeah, they're probably preparing for their concert. So that's probably why we haven't heard from them.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then I was just gonna say, like, I'm excited for the end of the year shows for like their Christmas.
Oh, that's right. All the Christmas promotions and shows
be coming out, because they actually have a break. Because I looked at their schedule for their concert. So it's Jakarta. And then after that, there's a huge break until February.
So I was like,
during December and January, they're probably just doing like other promotions for
Hopefully
holidays.
We get more cool holiday stuff. I mean, Haley has just actually recently started watching
the old ones.
Like some of the crazy ones. Because I mean, who was in it? Like they're literally...
Like every single freaking group. They had TXT, Stacy, NCT,
obviously, ITZY, Stray Kids,
Twice, yeah.
Like, all singing together, like, on this, was it, like, Inkigayo or something?
SBS Gaio.
Oh, okay. So, like
end
that
of
was
the year performance.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked that out, you should check it out, because it's that time of the year already.
Yep.
Instead of playing Mariah Carey, you could play Bang Chan singing that.
Yeah, because they sing the
He's
song.
Bang Chan singing the same song.
Oh, my
song.
God, his vocals are so good. Yeah, that's pretty much it for Stray Kids.
So that means BTS time.
Yeah.
There's actually a decent amount of BTS stuff
going
on.
There's a lot going on their quote-unquote break.
I know, on their break, right? Quote-unquote hiatus break.
That's why
right
I wasn't
now.
Worried. I was like, they're always going to feed us with something.
And Jin fed us very well, because he finally released his solo.
The Gifted Song
the
by
Gifted Song from
Coldplay.
From Coldplay.
Called The Astronaut.
That Astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
And the music video and everything came out, and, you know, even performed live already with them. But damn, that music video. damn, this song.
Yeah.
The tune.
Very like
the
emotional.
Sound, the sound, the lyrics, the video. There's so much symbolism everywhere in this music video. It's amazing and it's insane. Obviously, I'm going to admit it. I cried.
Yeah, he did.
I teared up. I was like, oh, shit. Here
Joko
it comes.
Joko doesn't cry very often. Like, I cry, like, through everything, basically.
He could get Haley to cry fairly easily.
Like, if I see someone else crying, I start crying,
just
basically.
Just show her, like, a sad, like, animal video.
Oh, God.
She's one of those people.
Yep.
But,
so,
yeah. I think
it really hit him hard.
It hit me because of it was interesting to, like, I think, like, the video itself, because I didn't, like, tear up or anything the first time.
No.
It was the second watch.
Because we're, like, analyzing it first
time. The second watch is when it, like, I feel, because we watched it right after, you know, back to back again.
Yeah.
Then, because the second watch, I started really, like, looking at the lyrics more. Mm-hmm. And, like, along with the sound of the song already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just amazing. And then the symbolism, like, the kid, the little girl representing ARMY, and then Jin, you know, taking care of ARMY before he goes off, making sure that we're all ready and prepared for, you know, when it comes and he has to leave. So it was crazy. And I think looking back on it retrospectively, I think because it hit me harder because Jin is my bias, right? And BTS was the gateway for me into K-pop because I watched, like, if you never knew about this or you haven't listened to our old episodes, I only got into K-pop like a little pre-pandemic.
Yeah, end of 2019.
Like, near that. Because, I mean, my first concert was when Haley took me to watch G-Dragon.
This is in 2017.
So, so
I wasn't into it,
but that was my first, like, foot in the door.
Yeah.
But my gateway to actually, like, get into K-pop was Haley watching a bunch of, you know, BTS dance videos.
Right, their practice videos.
All the practice videos, because I used to do a lot of dance before. And I was like, wow, I was, like, impressed with how like clean the choreography is. Plus, like, at the same time, these guys have to sing.
Right.
They're singing while they're doing all this stuff.
And their choreography is not easy.
Especially their older ones. Oh my God. Like,
they go hard.
They go crazy. And it's really looks really good. So that was my gateway watching it. Like, when Haley's, you know, when I walk out and she's just watching stuff.
Yeah.
That's also what happened with Terrace House. You remember Terrace
House? Yes, I remember.
I walked in and Haley watching Terrace House and I got sucked in.
That's the thing with me. Like, I mean, I tried to introduce K-pop to Joko, like, a while back, because I've been into it for so long, but then he didn't seem interested, so I wasn't going to force it on him, so I was like, okay, you know what, so, like, I'm just watching it, doing my own thing, and it really hooked him with the dance videos, and when I noticed that interest, I was like, yes, I'm going to just keep piling it on him. I was like, this is my chance.
This whole time. That's why you threw in Blackpink right there, because you're like, oh, Joko needs a girl group.
I know, I was like, dang, you need a girl group, because you're just watching these seven guys just dance around the whole time.
If only I had gotten into them more sooner, because, I mean, like, I was there when my sister got the high touch for Twice, but I didn't know anyone.
Yeah.
When we, you know, during the, you know, the glory days of those KCON.
Right. And then he also, like, was upset at me. Not upset, but then just, like, kind of, like, sad that he didn't get to experience SHINee, because he really loves SHINee, too. Like, you would have wanted to see them.
And then, of course, you know, Jonghyun passed away, you know, from the suicide, if you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of when I was getting into, like, it was during that time.
Yeah, it was in 2017.
That's why. It's kind of wild. But, like, the gateway, like, I guess I started listening more because of BTS.
Right.
Like you said, end of 2019. I think a little bit earlier still, because like maybe like early 2019 is when I finally got actual interest in K-pop on my own and kind of like listened to it more.
Right.
But
BTS was the main
They
one.
Were the gateway. Mm-hmm. Jin was like the guy I he was my bias from the beginning because
I made him watch all the shows.
Because I didn't know like he was bad at dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine. I watched more so, you know, the dance practices. You would probably see it. But then, like, I didn't notice it that much. Because, like I said, they're clean enough where, like, he could get by.
Yeah. And then I told Joko, I was like, you know what? He wasn't, like, trained in dancing or singing.
That's when I noticed more. Like, I'm, like, looking at Jin and nitpicking more. I'm like, oh, yeah. I can see sometimes he's, like, glancing at the others to kind of, like,
make sure
he's, like, on the right, like, beat and everything like that and doing the right thing. But at the same time, it was mostly all the variety shows, especially Run BTS.
Yeah.
So, like, I, like, fell in love with Jin as a person because of his personality. He's a freak. He's a nerd. He cooks all the time because I always cook.
Dad jokes.
He has a lot of dad jokes. What kind of guy would not fall in love with a guy that has, like, dad jokes all the time? Because that's me and Haley. Like, when Haley's with my group of friends, all we're doing are like dad jokes the whole time, like stupid ones. And Jin has the exact same type.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, he cooks. I do all the most of the, like 80% of the cooking here. Haley does most of the eating.
and the cleaning.
And the cleaning. Thank you.
See, I'm like Jimin.
So, yeah. And then that's, I think, why it kind of hit me hard, because it's like, yeah, this is actually goodbye for now. For but now. It's still goodbye.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while. We won't see
18
him.
18 months?
For a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, almost like 2 years. I know they're allowed to do all these promotions, but the music video itself, like the symbolism, the song itself, because, like, the lyrics and everything... Everything just like hit home.
Yeah.
Very hard.
People were also saying the little girl represents the members of BTS too, because Jin is the oldest. He looked after and brought
like Jungkook
especially. I feel like for Jungkook, it's going to hit him the hardest, because him and Jin really, really have a really close relationship. I really
all
think
the Jungkook
he's going to be sad. Of course. Yeah. So, I mean,
of
course, all the members are going to be sad, but then because he's that's like his little brother, basically. He grew up with Jungkook, you know?
So this is, it's gonna be like, it's definitely gonna hit hard, and it's probably hit hard for a lot of ARMY. If you're listening to this and you know you're an ARMY, I'm sure it's gotten to you as well. I feel like every ARMY we like know, for the most part, like over half of them have like shed tears because of this because of the song itself.
I wanted to add something that Jin had said on his V Live too, like about the lyrics of The Astronaut. He said, "The lyrics is the story of me, Jin, who was wandering aimlessly, and you, ARMY, who've helped me find my dream."
Oh,
I know. I was like, "Oh my god!"
So yeah, so it's like it's a super emotional song, and a lot of it's just it came almost like at a good time, because I think it was the appropriate time, especially because he's about to go.
Yeah,
and he performed.
He did in Argentina.
Yeah, so like ARJIN, like Argentina, and he performed with Coldplay. It was a really cute performance, and he was really happy.
They have a really good relationship. I think they're like best friends.
So you should watch the whole thing. It's you could probably find a good video, like an actual like
it's
clear
uploaded
video
on
okay,
their
uploaded
actual BTS channel.
Thank God, because watching it initially,
we watched the live stream kind of.
It was like felt like a super pixelated, like it's like we're watching in like 140p or something.
No, but it's actually uploaded on their Bangtan.
Super good. It's great to see, and you'll see like how like innocently happy they like both sides are.
Yeah.
And also Chris Martin has a I won't say it here because it's pretty long, but it's also a great explanation to why the song collab ended up happening. Mm-hmm. Like it was literally a gift from Coldplay to Jin. So you should definitely check that out if you have not yet, and grab a few tissues.
Yeah.
And then Jin, The Astronaut itself, Jin becomes the first song in history to get number one on the U.S. iTunes in less than 3 hours.
Good. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And it also reached number one on, like, different, like, iTunes worldwide, like, in 70 places, 70 global, like, areas.
Dang,
and countries, possibly.
All the ARMY.
So, yeah. And then he kind of did a V-Live, talked about more about the postponement, and kind of went into detail with like, because a lot of people were saying like, why did you have to even tell Big Hit or HYBE that you're going to be enlisting? Like, you could just do it on your own, or, not have to even tell anyone. But it's kind of like his out of respect, which is good, because
mutual respect.
Because I mean, like, people were saying that, come on, think about it. Like, this company did so much for him.
Oh,
the least he could do is at least like keep them involved. I mean, what the hell do you expect, to be honest?
It's I don't see anything wrong with him telling.
I know when
them.
I heard about that, I was like, what the hell? Some people, like, the mentality some people have are like, that's why there's so many kinds of people in the world, because I can't understand your mentality, but there's always going to be different opinions and different, different ways of thinking. But of course, his success and, all his like wealth and well-being for himself and his family is thanks to Big Hit and HYBE. So, and they're also like, the company and the members are on very good terms.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like other
they're treated
companies
really well.
So
from Big Hit.
So of course they're going to treat their company well. So of course he's going to like tell them. So that was kind of, I'm not going to like, to be honest, that was kind of stupid to read about, because I'm like, why are people even thinking that?
Yeah.
And with that said, like, he said that all the members, once they all go, they all eventually go to the ARMY.
Right.
They become ARMY with us. We'll probably see dance videos of them on TikTok and shit soon enough. Just like all like SF9 dancing the HYBE boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling we'll probably see Jungkook or like Kobe I'm sure. in military garb, like dancing to something.
I just hope some of them are sent together.
I hope so too. I really wish they did like 3 and 4 or something.
Yeah.
Or at least paired a couple of them up, like 2, 2, 2, 3.
Yeah, I feel like Yoongi should be going with Jin.
Hopefully soon, and then, you know, they'll see each other or be with each other, because I know they're probably gonna be separated into different things, but at the same time we don't know that, because you know they're big enough where because you know they're very important for the Korea economy. And so they're gonna re-sign with Big Hit, like with their label, when they get back. So you know it's not goodbye,
they're coming back. And I'm pretty sure like in 2025 they're going to have a concert in Korea.
Yes. Hopefully another global tour, hopefully, too. So he's going to go do his enlistment soon.
Yeah, they haven't announced when yet, but I'm sure it's this month.
It has to be, yeah.
It's this month.
And also there's the W party. You want to talk more about that?
This was kind of out of nowhere. And I just saw it like all on my feed. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I didn't. We just saw more videos of like
fucking Namjoon like dancing all sexy and shit.
Middle fingers up, dancing with Hobi and like all these other celebrities. So
yeah, this was a huge party. And I read more into it. It was actually, they do it every year. And it's for breast cancer awareness.
Oh, okay. So it's for good cause too. But that was wild. I was like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, it's called It was the 2022 Know Your W party, and a lot of idols that we know were there.
Go ahead and start with the list.
So we had Cha Eun-woo from Astro,
yep.
Jessie, we had Monster.
Of course, Jessie, the legend herself.
Yeah, she took pictures with Hobi and posted it on her Instagram.
Both of them did. Oh my God.
Okay. And then Monster X's Minhyuk and Hyungwon were there. Dara from 21. Remember I said, now I know why
why she wasn't with CL.
Yeah. The business proposal on Hyo-sup.
Yes, your boy.
I'm pronouncing that right.
JB.
Yeah.
GOT7.
Mm-hmm. Shiny Key was there.
Well, I'm surprised. Why'd he go alone? What happened to his husband?
Minho? I don't know. Yeah, so he was there. Ives, Yujin, Espa's Ningning. And then, of course, Hobi and Namjoon were there. And then Namjoon actually performed his sexy new Kim.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. It was fucking thirst trap.
Thirst trap for all ARMY out
because,
there.
Because, like, the freaking fan cams were, there were all these different angles of him. And, like, people were getting crotch shots of him because they're standing directly in front of him. Our other friend, Elise, was going fucking wild because she's like, I have emotional whiplash because Jin is also her bias, too.
But her wrecker,
she was crying much the day before. And then, all of a sudden, the morning after, it was this fucking, like,
Namjoon,
and she's like, oh my God.
he's helping her through,
yeah,
you know,
kind of
tough times.
Yeah, so that was kind of like unexpected. I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, and then like even Namjoon was like, you know, throwing his middle finger up when he's like listening to some of the artists and like the live performances. It was Zico awesome.
Too. I forgot. Yeah, from Block B, and he ran up to Hobi and was like grabbing hand and stuff. He's like fanboying hard. This is really like cool interactions.
Not to mention Minhyuk and RM.
Oh, yes.
They are both hype boys.
They were dancing to Hype Boy.
New Jeans was there, right?
Yeah, they performed.
So a lot of people were super. All of these older artists, because, man, they're fresh and young still. Yeah, so
they're supporting them.
They're supporting them. And I'm sure, like, it was probably on their end super overwhelming, because these are big artists in the K-pop world.
Yeah, they've been around for a while already.
I feel like I saw a small video where like Namjoon's waving and like saying they did a good job.
Yeah.
And then like you could see them, they're all, you know, like it's kind of like a high touch where everyone's walking by where they're just standing there.
Yeah.
And they probably, it's like, can you imagine like the the anxiety and stress from like seeing all these big artists and trying to like stay calm and
it's
stuff.
Like, they'll get there someday.
So yeah, because like you could tell all the like the veterans are like super chill and everyone's just like,
yeah,
they seem like, but the New Jeans seems more tense.
And that's always how it is when it's a new group.
But yeah, so there's a lot of hype boys, part of many hype boys in the world. So that was super, super cool to see. And the RM again.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot.
He's been super busy. He had that interesting thing on the Rolling Stones, like musicians interview with one of my, like, call it like a lot of our friends, like in our group, like, one of our college artists that we really enjoyed a lot was NERD and the Neptunes. That's like my high school and my college years right there. So Pharrell.
I was in high school still.
Pharrell Williams with Namjoon.
Yeah.
That was crazy because this guy, Pharrell, doesn't age. He's like a fucking vampire.
Yeah, he's almost 50 and he looks the same.
He's a vampire. Him and Tom Cruise, they're on the same shit, whatever yeah. they're on. And Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, too. They don't
age. These guys don't age, and it's wild. Especially, like, it's just, Pharrell looks so good still. Like, he still looks the same Pharrell, like, from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So that it was really interesting. They kind of had, an interview, talked about music. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing was Pharrell talking about his next music project.
Right.
Called Friends, and Pharrell spelled PH, so Friends is also spelled PH. Mm-hmm. But he did say BTS will be on that.
Yes,
so they have a song collab. Yeah. So that was a big drop.
Yeah.
for me and for Elise too, right? Yeah. Like that was something I didn't expect, and that's something I am very looking forward to because I love NERD and I love Pharrell, and then of course I love BTS. So that would be really cool to see and hear. Very soon.
I hope we got a music video.
I hope so too. I hope they really record it or something. And last but not least, in terms of another RM, Namjoon type of news, you want to tell us what's last?
So he'll be the next one to release his solo album.
Yes. We've been talking about that it's coming up
soon. So they pushed Jin's first because obviously his enlistment is coming up, but Namjoon is next on the list. And I think it's going to be either end of this month or like beginning of December.
So it's coming up very soon. So I'm looking forward to that because I really like Namjoon's like solo stuff, like on the side, like Soul.
Yeah,
that's Hayley Knows is my number one, like probably my number one K-pop song.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not our number one Spotify song most played.
Yeah, I'm surprised On the Ground by Rosé was because Rosé was like I didn't listen to it that much for sure.
It was me.
Damn, every car drive, huh? Yeah, no, but Soul is like the song I always listen to. It's like my number one song in my like K-pop Spotify playlist. So that was I'm looking forward to it and I'm super excited for that. That's a lot of K-pop talk. Let's get into Genshin Impact really quickly because 3.2 made its debut last night.
Yes. So that means a new banner.
New banner with our newest Archon, Nahida.
And Dendro Archon.
She's finally here. We've been waiting for her. We've been talking about her. And I got her. Hayley got her too.
I did.
First off, I cannot believe the way I got her. I didn't screen record it. But Hayley knows and was there when it happened.
Because you never expect it.
Yeah, you don't. They gave us all those free pulls for the anniversary.
Like the 10 free pulls, right?
Was it 10?
I think it's 10.
Okay, maybe it was 10, or something.
Yeah.
Maybe, I thought it was 7 or something. Maybe, I don't know. Either way, I had only 7. Maybe I missed a day or some shit, fuck. Anyways, they gave us the free intertwined fates.
Yeah.
For the pulls on, the special banners, right? And I literally wanted to just do single pulls to get rid of my 7 intertwined ones so I could just use gems, like the 10 pulls from then on.
Yeah.
One single pull, pressed the button, I saw the yellow golden asteroid flying down. I showed it to Hayley. I was like, oh my god.
I was like, it's her. It's her.
The thing popped up, and you know how it's like a shadow at first?
The silhouette.
The silhouette. I'd never seen this silhouette before. It's like a giant big circle thing. I was like, oh my god.
I was like, it's her.
This is her. Boom, she appeared.
Pull.
She is the best pull I've ever done.
Yeah.
Because the crazy part about her pull was I had zero, zero pity,
nothing,
basically.
Yeah, because he had pull for Nilo.
Nilo was the last pull I got, and that was on a 10 pull. So I have zero pity, and I'm 50-50.
Yeah.
Because I screenshotted my history to, show it, because I was like, oh, yeah, because I can't. I didn't pull on my PS5 because I'm playing mobile again because I have my new iPhone. So I can't go back and try to screen capture 5 minutes before. But I realized I could look at the history. And the history, Nilu was my last 10 pull.
Yep.
And I got freaking Nahida in one pull. I still can't believe it. So it's like the Genshin gods telling me and Hoyoverse telling me, I need to finish the chasm.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And I'm still in this fucking chasm, to be honest. Yeah. I don't even know.
Because I told him, it was like, I think this is their trying to bring you back. Because he hasn't played Genshin properly for a long time. Obviously, he still has to do the chasm.
I just go in for 5 seconds a day because we pay for the Welkin, and that's it.
Yeah. And that kind of happened to me too. Because I hadn't played for like 4 months.
You were good for like you started doing it again like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before our Texas trip. We got busy
for like, yeah.
But then like before that, I wasn't playing. I was just like logging on to get my walk in as well. And then like when the banners appear, I would pull because I needed to pull for Venti.
That's right. You got Venti, Aika, and Kazuha.
All under like 10.
So Haley has been pulling all of these. You probably have over 30k still, right?
I still have 30k, yeah.
Oh my god. So Haley has been pulling 10 pulls for every you know, banner.
Yeah.
Specific banner. Yeah. She's been pulling 10 pulls. No pity. Always 50-50.
Yeah.
Has been pulling them nonstop.
And I also got the what is it? Ayaka's weapon.
And you got Ayaka's mind splitter. Oh my
god. Yeah, in like under 10.
So that's wild. Yeah. That's insane because
I got Nahida.
You got Nahida and you still have over 30k.
Pull. Yeah.
That's why it's like 10 pull after 10 pull after 10 pull after 10 pull. You've been getting the banner character.
Yeah.
50-50. Zero pity.
I know. I don't know. That's right. It's
really luck based, you know. So you gotta like, you know, I feel like I always pull when I feel like good or I'm like in a good mood.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever I'm like in like a pushy mood or like kind of like not feeling it, you don't force yourself, because I feel like that's sometimes when I don't pull the best.
Yeah.
But when I don't expect it, or if I'm just like, oh, let's try it out, and
it wasn't always like this for me, because like, I mean, I haven't really lost a lot of 50-50s because the only characters I have is D-Lock and Jean.
Yeah,
I don't have any of the other ones.
That's why.
Yeah,
you've been so lucky. Like, I've barely gotten any of them.
Granted, I don't pull on every five-star banner.
I mean, knock on wood, I still don't have a single Chi-Chi.
So, I don't have Mona either.
While our friends like Jirla, Zach, and other people in our like Genshin group chat are like C40.
Yeah, no.
C50.
Isn't that crazy? Because I only pull on the banners that I really, really want.
I did use up a lot of gems for Nilou. I really wanted her to after I tried her out. So she was a really unexpected pull. So I was from 30k and I went down to 15.
Yeah.
But with I didn't touch any gems. So I'm like at 15, 16k still.
So you can still Nahida. Have time to like save
pull
up
on whoever. I don't even know who the hell I want to pull on next, because like I'm at that point where I'm like, thank God. Now I have the complete Archon collection.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's just like, I could just keep accumulating till like there's a new character that I really want. You want Al.
Damn.
You have 30k for him, so I
it's gonna be more by the time, because he doesn't come out till next year.
You'll have probably 40k by then, and you'll be fine. You'll be set. And I don't really. I want to build up my characters, because now I have three characters kind of sitting there that I haven't fully built.
Hmm.
So I need to do that, because I want to be able to try. Because I haven't done. Let's be honest.
Spiral Abyss.
I haven't touched Spiral Abyss in months. But I feel like with this whole, because I'm able to clear the whole thing.
Yeah.
But now with this type of, with all the characters I have, it should be a breeze.
I haven't tried it in so long.
I just need to get all their gear. I need to level all of them up. But it should be a breeze. These builds that I have for my teams are insane now.
Mm. I finally have like 8 playable characters now. Because before,
that's
I only
true.
Had 4.
Now so. I could probably make 3 sets. Also, Genshin, Hoyoverse, please add more like, you know, like we have 4 total right now where we can make different teams.
Yeah.
We need more. We need like 6 now.
More like slot kind of
thing. Yeah, slots, like team slots. I need 6 or 7 now, because this is too much. I keep switching in between like a lot of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, super excited to start playing again. Probably we will play after we eat dinner after this recording, after I edit this video, this podcast
episode.
Yeah,
you need to play because there's another Archon quest. You are three behind.
I am behind like almost like a month's worth of playing, I feel like.
Yeah.
For my standards. And plus we're busy. We're gonna be having another like Blackpink coming up in 2 weeks, and a lot of other stuff going on too, just in our lives. So with that said, is there anything else you wanted to say? Genshin, K-pop?
I'm a Changbin simp now.
Oh god. Okay. So tell us something we didn't know. Well, actually, true. I was a Changbin simp first.
Yeah. It's unexpected.
Beef bin. Beefy Changbin. And Vayne Chan. And beef bin. Yes.
Yep.
That's a interesting sounds like a Korean dish.
It does actually. I don't want to eat that vein.
Like the arteries. Haley doesn't like that on her meat. But yeah, with that said, that's pretty much it. So thank you for joining us. Hope everyone had a safe Halloween. And, you know, our condolences and prayers to everyone else that was affected in Itaewon. Till the next episode, take care, stay safe. And as always,
peace.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.